I was not born deaf. Anytime I have another health challenges, I will go to the hospital, maybe general. I will just give them my name, go and see that. Everybody will be going inside, I can't hear my name. They will call names. I will still be sitting down here, even if I tell them I'm deaf. No matter what I say, it doesn't make any sense. For them, many people believe that if someone is speaking, can be deaf. So in the hospital, we don't enjoy it.
You just heard the voice of a woman living with disability sharing her experience in the course of accessing healthcare in public health facility in Lagos. Her case is one out of many women living with disability who find it difficult accessing healthcare in public hospitals. There is no doubt that the kind of healthcare service one receives in the country depends largely on the person's social status, financial capability, or the connection one has in the specific hospital. It can then be easily imagined what it is like for women living with disability, such as those on the wheelchairs, the blind, the amputees, the deaf, and the dumb, who may not find interpreters to explain their problems to the hospital personnel. Nigerian women living with disability face the same health issues as older women, but they have less access to health care due to environmental, attitudinal, and cultural barriers. Many of them are forced to cope with inadequate healthcare services because they cannot stand before scanners or climb onto high tables or wrench their legs to stare up, thereby becoming less likely to have mammogram and regular PEP tests. The high level of inpatient, which health workers, especially those in public health facilities, show to patients, tend to be more pronounced when the patient is a woman living with disability. The following narration by concerned physically challenged women tend to portray the fact that they are generally treated with disdain in public health facilities.
It was not easy for them to get the attention they needed, any money like that. To me, I just felt like the nurses were very good staff because I walked up to one of them to say, please, can I have a don't ask any question, don't ask that. I was just standing.
A human rights activist who is passionate about issues that concerns the physically challenged in the country, Mrs. Emmanuela Akiola, wants the contempt which some medical personnel show towards them to be promptly addressed by the groups which regulate the operations of health workers.
And using the public health facilities for postnatal situations like immunization. As soon as the thing is disabilities, we are dealing with the kind of developmental disability that require patients. She came, she didn't know where to put her card. And she was there for moments around 1 o'clock when I met her. And you know what? I didn't feel as though that priority access is being created for. She collects her card and give her what she wants. So she will leave. Especially the movement policies that affect us, especially in the health sector, we have to make sure that it is inclusive of the needs of patients with disabilities.
A representative of the Association of Deaf Women, Mrs. Adedoyin Alashe, popularly called Mama Deaf, who narrated her experience, also suggested steps the government could take to make access to healthcare easier for members of our group. The chairman, Lagos State Branch, Nigeria Private Doctors Association, Dr. Adeyeye Arigbabuwo, decried the attitude of some healthcare practitioners towards the disabled and advised that the victims should report such situations to the state service charter or regulating professionals.
In order to make sure the end users are happy, that's why the service charter is created. If you have a problem or challenge like that, report. And when you report, people will look into the case and something fine will be done.
The aim of the National Health Act, which is to provide adequate healthcare delivery for all citizens and which is in line with the government change mantra, would remain a mirage as long as those who are living with disability, especially women, are shunned by the personnel in public health facilities across the country. In Lagos, Martina Ogbonna for Radio Nigeria.